of all the things that have happened to me, this is probably the biggest surprise. I think when Secretary Roberts called me, I told him I was speechless, and that's kind of a career hazard. That hasn't happened much in my career, but I was pretty overwhelmed by this. And when I retired last year, Governor, just to put all this in historical perspective, we did kind of a survey of news guys around the state, and it was determined that I was the last full-time news person that had talked to a Democratic governor.
That's right.
So there's some history for you.
Yeah.
And then it goes back a ways. I was a city kid, grew up in Aberdeen, city kid. Even our metropolis of Sioux Falls, nobody's more than about 15 minutes away from a bean field or a cornfield. So, but I grew up in town, went to Lake Area Tech. Thank you for making that a college.
That's right.
I got a college degree.
Now you have a college degree.
Yeah. USD Springfield, and that's where my radio story started. We had a campus station there. Saw the rock concert picture we had there. That was a lot of years ago. And I'm sitting in the library at USD Springfield before it was turned into Penn State, reading the newspaper. And my hometown radio station, KSDN, had an opening, an ad. So I sent an awful letter and probably an awful tape. And I thought, well, what the heck? And a few days later, I get a phone call at the end of the hall. There's a lot. Again, nobody had cell phones. And I was a manager of the radio station. I said, when can you start? I still have school left. So they left the job open until June 1st of 74 when I started. And boy, what an education. So